It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It is award season, and one film that is getting a lot of buzz is Judas and the Black Messiah. The film was nominated for 2 Golden Globes last night, and Daniel Kaluuya won Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party in late 1960s Chicago, and his betrayal at the hands of an FBI informant.
I'm ready to die for the people, Sheriff. How about you? Is it a goddamn revolution or what?
But there is another important supporting character here, and that is the music that draws you into the film from the very start. Here to talk with us about the music in the film is WQXR's James Bennett. Hey, James.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
So I think it's fair to say that when most people watch a movie, maybe the music isn't the first thing that they notice, but as a staff writer for WQXR, it is the first thing you notice, right?
Yeah, so I can't say that, you know, music is the first thing that leaps out to me in every movie that I watch, but it was certainly the case for this one. The title card, Judas and the Black Messiah, is underscored by a piece called A Understanding by Eddie Gale. There's this really haunting, spiritual richness of voices that really lets you know I'm not going to sleep on the music that I'm going to hear throughout this film.
Wow. But why does that matter? I mean, for the rest of us who are just going to see the movie.
I just think that a lot of times a really good soundtrack can carry a lot of emotional weight. There's this bit in the film where the Chicago PD descends upon the Black Panther headquarters. The music is just so full of, to me, what sounds like a clock, a tick, a countdown. Is your heart beating this quickly? Is this time winding down for the defenders in the headquarters, for the Black Panther Party itself, for the people in the community that are looking on? And if you're listening while you're watching this, there are really 3 different soundtracks at play here in Judas and the Black Messiah.
3 soundtracks? Is that possible in one movie?
Yeah. So one, there's the score by Mark Isham and Craig Harris. That's the soundtrack. And then there's music that's not in the official soundtrack, but it's included in the world of the film. And then finally, there's this Inspired By album, which is full of music not present in the film at all, save possibly for the credits. But it's really a collection of contemporary artists writing music that reflects and expands on themes that are in the movie. Just gives Judas and the Black Messiah an intense relevance of now. From the score is a piece called The Inflated Tear, and that's arranged from a piece by Rashawn Roland Kirk from 1968. It's the closest thing that we really get to a theme in this movie. Whether in a version with strings that imparts some kind of solemnity, or in that harsh rawness.
Yeah.
But then you can get a good little bit of the second soundtrack, too, by the intentional music that Chaka King is kind of, you know, putting in there as director to kind of flavor what's going on. Was a piece called Fleurette Africaine. It's from a recording session and an album by Charles Mingus, Max Roach, and Duke Ellington. There's kind of this old guard versus new guard, the previous generation of jazz musicians versus this post-bop, younger, more radical, more experimental, angrier tone that's being taken on. Finally, from this Inspired By album, there's a song called Contagious by Saif and Kiana Lede. And what I like about this is there's a bit of a romantic bent to this particular song. There's this really poignant scene in the movie where Deborah Johnson, Fred Hampton's, you know, fiance and the mother of his child, is wondering, about what motherhood means being part of the revolution.
It's so dangerous, there's never no replacing you. What a fragrance, well, if it's too contagious.
The contagion of this charisma, this, you know, feeling of will I get left behind? How does this love survive in, you know, this very uncertain environment? And that just really goes to show how contemporary music can prop a film up.
That is James Bennett. He's a staff writer for WQXR. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you, Sean. Really appreciate it.